We know that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. According to the Rambam, a mitzvah deraisa, and according to the Ramban, a mitzvah derabanan. That's when it comes to Jews. What about non-Jews? Do non-Jews ever have an obligation to pray? And if they don't have an obligation, if they do decide to pray, is that to be considered a mitzvah? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in which he addresses this issue. It's in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Chav Hei, for those who want to look it up. And Rav Moshe starts off by saying it's impossible to suggest that non-Jews have an obligation to daven at any particular regular interval, because tefillah is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, of course. Non-Jews are only obligated in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Tefillah is not on the list, and they are not obligated. However, if they go ahead and they do pray, they daven, that's a good thing, and that's a key in my mitzvah. After all, the Navi Yishayahu says that the Beis HaMikdash is to be Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'chol HaAmim, for all nations, non-Jews included. When they daven, apparently that's a good thing. Rambam in Hilchos Melachim writes, on the one hand, that non-Jews are not allowed to add their own mitzvahs to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That's a list which is frozen, it's concrete, there's only seven. On the other hand, he says they can opt in and do certain mitzvahs that we were commanded to do. So Rav Moshe explains that the balance between those two halachos is that non-Jews cannot assume that they have or make for themselves an obligation to do anything at any particular given time. However, they can voluntarily go ahead and do certain mitzvos, tefillah among them, as an eino mitzvah v'yosa. So if a non-Jew will daven as an eino mitzvah v'yosa, it certainly works, and in fact it would be a kiyuma mitzvah as well. Rav Moshe, however, takes it a step further, and he claims that there are certain instances in which a non-Jew has an obligation to pray, and that is be'eis tzara, at a time of crisis. If he's sick, or if his relative is sick, or he needs a job, or whatever the case may be, any time of distress or crisis, a non-Jew is obligated to go ahead and to daven. Why would this be the case? Says Rav Moshe, it's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of emunah. And he relates it back to the machlokas Rambam and Ramban with regard to the mitzvah of tefillah for Jews. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day based on the pasuk ulavdo b'chol levavchem from Kriya Shema, the second paragraph, which is from Parshas Ekev, and the Sifri Darshins, Ezehu Yavoda Shei Belev Zuhi Tefillah. The Ramban says, no, that pasuk, that drasha, is not a full-fledged drasha, it's an asmachta, or perhaps it refers to tefillah be'ez tzara. Says Rav Moshe, what's the Ramban's suffix? Perhaps it refers to tefillah be'ez tzara. He says the suffix is not whether there's a mitzvah daraisa to daven in an ez tzara or not. That there certainly is. The question, according to the Ramban, is it based on this drasha of lavdo b'chol levavchem? Maybe lavdo b'chol levavchem really just means a general sense of avodas Hashem, but not in this. There's no obligation ever to give it specific, particular expression through tefillah. That's just an asmachta, or maybe no, it does come to particular expression in times of eis tzara. But the Ramban definitely holds that there's an obligation to daven based tzara, and that's based on another aspect, which is a chiyuv of emuna. What's the pshat? That a person in a time of crisis will do anything in his power to go ahead and to alleviate his source of his distress. He'll go do whatever he can to help the situation. So if a person has emunah, certainly that will be one avenue of his activity, will be to call out to Hashem and to daven. If a person does not daven in a time of distress, that's an indication that he doesn't really believe in God, or that he doesn't believe that there's any connection between this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Litzlan, or whatever the case may be. So therefore, since there's an obligation of emunah, by definition, there has to be a obligation of tefillah be'ez tzara. Says Rav Moshe, that applies to non-Jews as well. Non-Jews have an obligation of emunah b'Hashem, and therefore, as a natural outgrowth of that, they have an obligation to daven beis tzara. We might ask, emunah b'Hashem is also not on the list of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. How do we know that non-Jews are obligated in emunah b'Hashem? Says Rav Moshe, that's not on the list, but that is the foundation of the entire list. In fact, the Rambam writes that a non-Jew only gets credit, so to speak, for keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach if he does so with the understanding that they were commanded to non-Jews, these seven mitzvos, through the Torah. So that assumes a belief in the legitimacy of Torah and in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly, that's the foundation of the entire system. So definitely, a non-Jew is obligated to believe in God. And as a natural expression of that, Be'ez Tzara, he's obligated to call out to Him and to daven. This is a practical issue with regard to non-Jews, but I think it's really practical for us as well. That part and parcel of our emunah has to be that it's natural and obvious to us that when we are in a time of trouble, or when there's anything that we need, really, but certainly in a sarah, that our address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who's really pulling all the strings.